Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Lots of segments, but speaking of India and the proliferation agreement with the United States, that's something that's creating some tension for arch rival Pakistan. Also this week, a tough week for relationships between the CIA and Pakistan's very powerful inter-services intelligence. The CIA says it has hard evidence the ISI provided direct support for last month's deadly bombing of India's embassy in Kabul. The ISI denies it, and the situation has profound implications for the stability of the region. Just a very quick reminder, U.S. spies have been and continue to rely on the ISI for intelligence on tracking down Islamic militants and top al-Qaeda members. The ISI relies on tens of millions of dollars the U.S. sends, which it needs to keep up with the spy services of its arch rival, India. And joining us to sort through this is New York Times correspondent Eric Schmidt in Washington, D.C., who's been following the story very closely. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
I don't think we can really underscore just how powerful the ISI is in Pakistan, particularly in the last several of decades. What kind of evidence does the CIA says it has showing complicity with Islamic terrorists in Afghanistan?
Well, what U.S. intelligence agencies have now are communications intercepts between the ISI agents and the actual militants who carried out the bombing of the Indian embassy in Kabul on July 7th. And these intercepts demonstrate to the United States that the ISI agents were actively involved in the planning of the attack and have also helped these militants tip them off to intelligence in advance and help them avoid some airstrikes, apparently, by allied forces.
Now, anybody in the intelligence service wouldn't necessarily be shocked by these allegations. How did the Pakistani government respond?
Well, the Pakistanis have denied that there is any kind of relationship like this, a systematic relationship between members of their powerful spy agency and these militant groups. It's obviously been a very sensitive subject between the United States and Pakistan. As the New York Times reported just a couple of days ago, the number two official at the CIA was dispatched just a few weeks ago to Islamabad, the Pakistani capital, to confront Pakistan with information that the ISI had deepened its ties to these militants. It's a difficult relationship and one that the United States is still sorting through with its key ally, Pakistan.
It certainly has aggravated some tensions because the CIA really does rely on the ISI, and the ISI really does rely on the CIA. Can you describe the divided loyalties of the Pakistani intelligence service?
Well, you have, as you describe, you have this system where the United States has relied on the ISI for much of the intelligence that it's getting out of these restive tribal areas that are right along the border with Afghanistan, where many of these militants have sought safe haven, including members of al-Qaeda. So the United States has relied on that. And yet ISI is also looking, at least some members of it apparently, looking to disrupt, possibly destabilize the governments in Afghanistan. And then, of course, as you alluded to, there is the long-time rivalry with India, and it's believed to run basically organizations and militant groups up in the Kashmir area there, where there have clearly been tensions for years between Pakistan and India.
But underlying this entire or this latest development is this ISI relationship with Islamic militants and the Taliban, which is longstanding, right?
That's right. They've had ties in with these militant groups, really during the Soviet era when Pakistan wanted to have intelligence inside of Afghanistan, and these groups were a key link to that and in the eyes and ears for the intelligence service of Pakistan, what was going on in its neighboring country.
Eric Schmidt, so much more to talk about this. Hopefully you'll come back and join us again sometime.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Eric Schmidt, reporter for The New York Times, reporting on the latest developments of the relationship between the Pakistani Secret Service and the CIA.